When people make the choice to consume oat milk over other milk outside of taste, they believe they're making a healthier choice. Unfortunately, this isn't true. Oat milk is not a health food. This is episode number 323 of the Life, Strength, and Health podcast. I'm Kim and I'm joined with Jamal.
Greetings, everyone.
And
peace and blessings.
Yes. And thank you for joining us this episode. The sponsor of today's episode is Oos. And Oos is a new card game with ancient African art and culture. It's similar to Uno, but it has a whole other spin to it. But don't take our word for it. Listen to what other people are saying about Oos.
Hi, my name is Tabora Johnson Ferguson. The first time I saw the oat stick, I was elated because the stick is so nice. It's so beautiful. I love beautiful things.
Oos is currently in its pre-order phase and they need 1,000 to move forward. So go to www.mezuracreations.com to learn more about the Oos game and pre-order your deck today. So now let's segue into the episode. And this episode is our catfish episode. And in our catfish episodes, we're going to discuss a toxic food disguised as a health food. And the food in this episode that we're going to be talking about is oat milk. Oat milk has grown in popularity and can be found in major grocery stores and even at Starbucks for adding to your coffee or teas.
Yeah, oat milk has become very popular over the years, and at this moment, it's really popular. Mm-hmm. But oat milk actually has been around for a long time. I want to say we first tried oat milk a good 20 years ago.
Right.
It was only one company that was making oat milk at the time, a company called Pacific. And back then, you couldn't get it from a grocery store. You couldn't get it from Whole Foods. You actually had to go to one of those mom and pop health food stores in order to get goat milk. And I remember the first time I ever had it, I personally thought it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. I took a liking to it and I started to drink a lot of it. And I remember I broke out. I broke out from it. I was in denial thinking that, hey, maybe it's not the oat milk. And I tried it again and I broke out. So for me, it was, I guess it was a blessing in disguise, and we'll get into that. But, you know, I pulled back from oat milk at that time and never had it again.
Since then, oat milk has grown to be known as a healthy food. When people make the choice to consume oat milk over other milk outside of taste, they believe they're making a healthier choice. Unfortunately, this isn't true. Oat milk is not a health food.
Right. Like if you have been following us over the years, and if you're one of our clients that work with us, you know our feelings on grains and how grains can affect your gut and affect your health overall, especially if you're already having health challenges, especially if you're already having challenges with your gut. And oats are a grain. And with that grain, because they're not processing it and going through the process of making it more digestible, right? So even though it's a milk, it's still coming with the challenges of grains. And the first thing is lectins. Oats have lectins in them, and lectins damage your gut wall and other tissues and organs. It also has phytates. Phytates impair mineral absorption and can cause serious mineral deficiencies and can lead to osteoporosis. So these are just normal things that the average grains come from, including oats. So this automatically is the case for oat milks.
Grains are certainly one of those foods that, for the most part, they taste great. And a lot of people love grains, but they just don't love us back. And personally speaking for myself, over the years, just being more in tune with my body and how I feel, you know, I noticed, especially as I gotten older, when I eat grains, it causes inflammation. It just doesn't agree with my body. And that's pretty much true for a lot of us. Sometimes when you're younger, certain things don't really show up until you get older, but it's still doing damage. And grains is almost like a delicacy. Like we're not proponents of living so strict that you can't indulge in anything, but you certainly want to put grains in their place. And a lot of times grains, they do cause disruption in the body.
Right. And when it comes to grains, it's one of those things that slowly creeps up on you. So when you're younger, you can definitely, your gut is a lot stronger. It's a lot newer. It can handle a lot of these harsh things. But just because it doesn't bother you doesn't mean that it's not having a negative impact on you. If you're not preparing your grains in a indigenous way, a old cultural way, kind of like the old fashioned way where you're, you know, fermenting, soaking and things like that, it's slowly but surely taking away from your vitality. And as you get older and these problems slowly start to creep into your life, the grains are one of those culprits that's taking place. And the thing about the lectins and the phytates when it comes to oats is that's not even the worst part of the reason why oats aren't a health food.
Before we continue with the episode, we wanted to share a quick message. This podcast is brought to you by Life Strength and Health. Life Strength and Health is a wellness center where we provide holistic health coaching to help our clients achieve their optimal health with our personalized approach to gut health. To learn more about us, just visit our website at lifestrengthandhealth.com. So now, let's get back to the show.
The number one reason is that they contain glyphosate. And if you don't know what glyphosate is a pesticide. It is the number one weed killer in the world. And these glyphosates get saturated into the oats, and it's something that you can't wash out or soak out. It becomes a natural part of the oat. So when you're consuming oats, you are consuming glyphosates. So when you're consuming, it doesn't matter if it's oatmeal or if it's oat milk, it's saturated with glyphosate. And glyphosate causes deficiency in essential minerals such as manganese and iron that can lead to diabetes, dementia, anemia type symptoms, can cause overgrowth of pathogens in your gut, disrupt immune function, increase inflammation, and just put you at a risk for a lot of chronic diseases. It contributes to toxic overload and contribute to triggering autoimmune disease and can contribute to cancer. It reduces neurotransmitter productions, which can cause depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline. So the lectins and the phytates are the least of your concerns. The real concerns when it comes to oat milk are the glyphosates.
So what you just shared is certainly enough reasons why oats and oat milk isn't a health food. But what about organic oat milk? Is that a better option?
That's a really good question, and it's a really fair question. And the answer to that is yes and no. Organic oat milk and organic oats overall contain less glyphosates, but it's no guarantee that they don't contain any glyphosates, because glyphosates, they're around for a long time. Things can be contaminated. You know, the crops that were there before the oats could have contained glyphosate. Like, there's so many factors. And I know that they tested a lot of organic oats on the market, and they still had levels of glyphosate in them. Wasn't too many that didn't. So you don't know, when you buy organic, you don't know if it does or doesn't contain glyphosates. And it doesn't say that on the label, so you really don't know what you're getting. And when it comes to organic oat milk, out of 15 different oat milks on the market, there are only three that are actually labeled as organic. And one of those is the Pacific Company that we originally had about 20 years ago. The biggest and most popular brand of oat milk is a company called Oatly. And Oatly is not organic. So the popular brands that are out there are not organic. And then the organic brands out there, we don't know if it contains glyphosate or not. And lastly, to add insult to injury, oat milk and oats are high in carbohydrates. So they can spike your blood sugar levels. So one cup of oats is high in carbohydrates. 16 grams of carbs in one cup of oat milk versus 1.5 grams of carbs in almond milk. And we're talking about unsweetened, not the, you know, the sweet flavored stuff. We're talking about unsweetened, 16 grams. So you got the lectins, you have the phytates, you got the glyphosate, and then on top of that, it's spiking your blood sugar levels.
Right.
So it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate, but we can't say that oat milk is a health food. And like Kim said, we're not a part of the camp that's just like, don't do anything, don't have anything. You right. gotta be just super, super strict. You gotta be a monk. You gotta be a nun. Like, we're not saying anything like that. But at the same time, you want to be very mindful of when you're having it. You know, special occasion, you're out and they add some oat milk to what you're having, that special occasion, you know, you're having a drink and you want to put some oat milk in it or something like that, cool. But you just have to understand that it is toxic. It really is. I don't want to say that, but it's toxic. Oat milk is toxic. And it causes health challenges to your body.
Yeah, in these catfish episodes, it may come across as if like we take joy in sharing this information, like, gotcha, another thing you gotta take away or stop. And it's not even about that. Yeah. It's really just about bringing awareness, because if you're consuming a product or you're eating a food with the objective of improving your health, of making a healthier, smarter choice, and all the while you're doing things to weaken your health or it's not achieving your overall objective, then wouldn't you rather know the truth, right? That saying, the truth shall set you free. And I know sometimes ignorance is bliss, but not when it comes to your health, because the truth never lies. Like, the truth of your health will reveal itself at some time and place. And when you know better, you do better. So when in the case of oat milk, we're not saying, oh, never consume it, but don't consume it as if you're doing something positive. Like, this alternative that you're choosing is the right choice to consume day in and day out, because in this episode, we shared with you why.
Right. And I'll quickly say, I think that that's good perspective. Put it in the category of junk food, right? So we all may indulge in some level of junk food at some point, but if you're really living a balanced lifestyle, that's a very, very small percentage of your life. And unfortunately, you need to put oat milk in the junk food category.
Right. And you know, when it comes to making the right food choices, we're a big proponent of letting your food be your medicine. But sometimes there is a need for you to supplement. And when you take supplements, you want them to be the best quality that you can have. That's why we like to use FullScript. FullScript is our online health dispensary where our clients gain access to hundreds of high quality herbs, supplements, nutraceuticals, and personal care products right at their fingertips. To set up an account is free and easy to do. Just go to lifestrengthandhealth.com/signup and set up your account today, and all first-time orders receive 20% off. So just go to lifestrengthandhealth.com/signup and create your FullScript account today. The show notes page for this episode is lifestrengthandhealth.com/323. That's lifestrengthandhealth.com/323. There we will list everything that we discussed in this episode. So that is the conclusion of this episode. Stay tuned for the next one. And until next time, feel better.
Yes, feel better, everyone. Peace and blessings.